That's WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. Spitfire Band from Canada and the 2 o'clock jump. Here as we get into hour number two of Radio Munson. I'm glad you're aboard wherever you are, maybe listening on WGLT.org or here in central Illinois at 89.1 or 103.5. I saw where John Pizzarelli is going to be back in the Midwest on Father's Day. He's doing a concert with Chicago and Ramsey Lewis up at Ravinia and a couple of other people as well. It was a great Father's Day concert. Pizzarelli has done a little bit of everything, I think, and just plays that great guitar like his dad, Bucky, continues to do. Here's an album that Pizzarelli did with, John Pizzarelli did with, who was his piano player? Ray Kennedy, his piano player, great piano player, and his brother, Martin Pizzarelli, playing bass. And Don Sobeski brought in a great band to back him and some innovative arrangements to do songs like this one.
1, 2, 3, I found my love in Avalon, beside the bay. Left my love in Avalon, and I sailed away. Dream of her in Avalon from dusk till dawn. So I guess I'll travel on, travel on to Avalon. beside the bay. Left my love in Avalon, and I sailed away. Dream of her in Avalon from dusk till dawn. So I guess I'll travel.
John Pizzarelli and Don Sebesky's band here on Radio Munson. We'll catch your breath here for just a couple of minutes. I'm going to play some dance music for you pretty soon. I've been polishing up the mirrors on the big ball and adjusting the lights so that they'll reflect off of it. And the ballroom floor here, it's a virtual mirror ball, but, you know, it works out okay. We'll do that in 10, 15 minutes. And are we going to get some rain or not? I don't think so. Not until the post-midnight hours, at least. And then there's just about a 50-50 chance of rain overnight and tomorrow night, Saturday, same thing. There's always that chance of showers, thunder showers, hanging over us. But into each life, you know, some rain must, well, you know how that saying goes. There was a song that said that. I think it was 1945 or so, the Ink Spots had been around since the late 1930s, and they were sort of floundering. People knew who they were, but they weren't a big act like the Mills Brothers. And then they got Bill Kennedy, with a falsetto voice, to come and sing with them. And, of course, Hoppy Jones was a fixture all along, the bass man, who would do a little talk chorus of every song that they recorded. And they brought Ella Fitzgerald into the studios to record with them in 1945, and it became the Ink Spots' first million-seller record.
Support for GLT comes from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, providing a weekly calendar of events.
Hi, this is Bree Lohr from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Here are some of the great events happening in our area this weekend. The Heart of Illinois Dog Show Cluster will be held all weekend at the Interstate Center. Nearly 800 dogs representing approximately 125 breeds will be appearing in this year's show. On Saturday, the Downtown Bloomington Association will host their Outdoor Farmers Market and Artists Alley in downtown Bloomington from 7:30 a.m. until 12 noon. The Farmers Market offers a wide variety of farm products, including fruit, vegetables, and plants. And visit the Cruisin' with Lincoln on 66 Visitor Center at the McLean County Museum of History, which features interactive exhibits, video monitors, and a gift shop. For more information on these events, or to submit your own event, visit the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau website at visitbn.org.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life Some rain has got to fall. But too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart, some tears has got to fall. But I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life, some rain must fall, but too much is falling in my eyes.
1944, actually, Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots. I sold a million copies of that song, and the Ink Spots' career was thus launched. Ella was already a pretty big star by that time. Well, here's Basie playing piano with his rhythm section at the time. Freddie Green, of course, on guitar. Butch Miles on drums. John Clayton on bass. And Milt Jackson playing vibes on Blue and Sentimental. Mel Jackson playing with Basie in his rhythm section, Blue and Sentimental. Basie wrote that song, Blue and Sentimental. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. I brought in something by Lee Wiley this evening. Lee Wiley was a contralto singer, a smoky-voiced girl singer who you don't hear much about today, but she was something. She was a star. In 1950, here's something she recorded with Bobby Hackett playing a great both trumpet and cornet as part of the recording, and Joe Bushkin on piano, the guy who wrote the song.
Cared about fortunes and such, never cared much. Oh, look at me now. I never knew a rhinestone for rubies. I never knew a mink from a sable or seal, ponies from Reed. Oh, look at Reed now. Got a new man, what a man. He's no handsome Merrill Flynn. I like his face and his bank is Chase. $500,000 ain't tin. So I'm the girl long for a cottage. So I'm the girl who's got an estate with a gate. I'm doing great. Oh, look at me now. I've got more than I deserve. I sleep till 2, then what do? Pour the wine and serve the hors d'oeuvre. Oh, I'm the gal who's married to Wall Street. Yes, I'm the gal who's worth about 500 G's, at which don't sneeze. Oh, look at me now.
That's Lee Wiley on Radio Munson. Let's go dancing tonight, shall we?
Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Oh, perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Oh, perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Come on, let's dance.
Does anybody dance anymore? I mean, dance like Jack Jones is talking about there. I think so. At least we do in our mind's eye. And we'll do a little virtual dancing tonight. If you want to dance around the house, that's fine with me. I mean, we have a lot of memories of some of these songs. So we're going to go out and live it up here for just a little while, even if it's only with a memory. This is Helen O'Connell with Jimmy Dorsey's band.
stepping out with a memory tonight to paint the town the way we used to do. I'll dine at the old cafe where we had so much fun and order cocktails for two instead of the usual one. Then after dark in a hansom through the park, while reminiscing I'll be kissing you. A lot of folks may think that I'm crazy. Well, maybe they're right. But I'm stepping out with a memory tonight.
That's a Helen O'Connell with Jimmy Dorsey's band. We don't all have a memory of the big band era, the so-called swinger. You know, it only lasted about 10 years, 1935 until 1945. Then a lot of economic things happened. Well, it really started before 1945 because Uncle Sam was drafting musicians faster than the band leaders could fill the slots. And a lot of those smaller crossroads dance halls went out of business during the war and just at the conclusion of it. Some of the bands reorganized after the war, but costs and the competition had increased, and there was a boycott of the recording studios for a while that proved costly, and gas and oil were precious then, so traveling was a little difficult for the bands. Anyway, it was just a whole bunch of things that happened. But we all have been touched by that because we've seen the movies about them and we've heard the songs and so on. So I think we'll just do a little virtual dance set here this evening. We'll play three songs. We're going to play Tommy Dorsey's theme song. It was called I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. George Bassman wrote that. He was an arranger and writer for films, really the only hit song he'd ever written. But it was such a popular thing for Tommy Dorsey. It featured his sort of a softer side trombone. He'd been doing a lot of swing things as a trombonist band leader. And this time he was more of a ballad guy. And because the song title was I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, they began calling Tommy Dorsey the Sentimental Gentleman of Swing. So we'll play that. That's from, 1935, I believe it is. Glenn Miller recorded Moonlight Serenade in 1938. And like Tommy Dorsey with the sentimental song, Getting Sentimental Over You, Moonlight Serenade became Glenn Miller's theme song. Featured that clarinet lead on the saxophone section. Glenn Miller was not a real personable guy, either on or off the bandspan. But once they struck up that song, Moonlight Serenade, audiences were done for. Throats clutched, eyes softened. a guy by the name of Gary Giddings, a jazz critic, said no other record can match Moonlight Serenade for its ability to induce a Pavlovian slobber in so many for so long. So we'll play Moonlight Serenade by Glenn Miller. And then Artie Shaw with his clarinet and his band doing a song that Hoagy Carmichael wrote that became the signature song maybe of the Artie Shaw band called Stardust. Yeah, so it's up to you whether you're out on the dance floor or not, because here they come. Thank you.
Thank you. Today's programming is made possible in part by Lori and Kent Retzer, encouraging you to attend the As Good As Gold Golden Retriever Rescue Garage Sale, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. May 27th and 28th at 2204 Thistle Lane in Bloomington. The sale benefits As Good As Gold Golden Retriever Rescue of Illinois. All proceeds from the sale will be given to the rescue to help with medical costs and care of rescued dogs. To learn how you can become a day sponsor, call 309-438-8910 or go to WGLT.org.
The old American Bandstand Boogie. How many times did Dick Clark hear that song? A lot of them, I'm sure. That was done by the Legends of Swing, Gary Toll, the trombonist, and his group. And there's a guy playing saxophone there. Glenn Morissette on tenor. And Bob Remstein on piano. And Bob Marino was a guy who was playing drums on the Radio Monster. Here's an arrangement that... tenor saxophonist Don Menza did for Keeley Smith.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes the lilacs wanna grow. He's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh when they know by. tables bare. And then he'll kiss me, and it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away, and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all like happiness is just a thing called joy. That's all I need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called joy. Keeley
Smith. Harold Arlen wrote that song, and Yip Harburg wrote the lyric. Here's a song that was written in 1922 that became sort of a song for what they called Decoration Day then, and we call it Memorial Day today. This was a song right after World War I, and it became the song of loss in war. Walter Donaldson wrote the music, and Sammy Kahn wrote the lyrics. And Bobby Darin was among others who recorded it with Billy Mays' band.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. In the things you've planned, need a helping hand, I will understand always. Always, days may not be fair, always, that's when I'll be there. Always, not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, not for just a year. I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you always, days may not be fair, oh. not for just a day, not for just a year. But always.
Well, that was Bobby Darin, and that was Billy May's band, but that's not the song I was talking about, the song My Buddy. Well, we're going to have to wait till another Memorial Day to hear that one. You know, I realized that was the wrong track I was playing. And I thought, well, you know, that's a pretty good arrangement, though. Let's just do that. And, of course, Irving Berlin wrote Always, about the same era in the early to mid-1920s. We're nothing if we're not flexible. Well, we're nothing. Let's be honest about it. But the flexibility is still a virtue, the way I see it. We're almost out of time, and have time for a couple more songs, I guess. We're going to get a little rain tonight? I don't think so. Not until close to morning, if then. And I think it's going to be off and on this weekend. We're going to have some good weather part of the time. But we could get a shower or two moving through. Could even get a thunder shower. But we can handle that. The farmers need it, right? The farmers, I don't know if everybody got the same, about the same amount of rain, that early morning rain that came through this morning or not. But it was, it was pretty impressive the way I see it. Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's do this. We'll do a song here that, I'll tell you what. Let's do a song that Les Elgar did called Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland. That's Les Elgar's band, Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland. Well, we can do that. That's one thing we can accomplish around here. Well, we're going to stop for the news from NPR at the top of the hour on WGLT, Normal, Illinois. Listener-supported GLT, thank you very much. And I think we'll close things out with pianist James DePogne, who still lives up there in Berwyn, 75 years old, had a great Chicago jazz band, still does. Kim Cusack on clarinet, Russ Whitman on tenor, and baritone on this track. John Eric Kelso playing trumpet and cornet. Dave Sager on trombone. Mike Carew bass. Ron McDonald guitar. Wayne Jones drums. And James DePogne playing piano. Bye-bye, blues. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you next Thursday night. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.